Even before last week's resignation of CIA Chief George Tenet, there was much discussion here in Washington of reorganizing the U.S. Intelligence Committee to better respond to the threat of terrorism. An upcoming report from the Senate Intelligence Committee is expected to criticize the CIA under Tenet for misjudging the Iraqi weapons threat. The National Commission on Terrorist Attacks, the 9/11 Commission, is expected to recommend a new emphasis on gathering intelligence inside the U.S., possibly by the FBI. That would be a change from its mandate to gather evidence when criminal activity has occurred or is suspected. The commission is also looking at some kind of overarching authority to process intelligence gathered by a variety of sources within the intelligence community. To get a sense of the commission's thinking, we called two commissioners. Richard Benveniste was chief of the Watergate Task Force in the Special Prosecutor's Office. John Lehman served as Secretary of the Navy under Ronald Reagan. They talked about the reasons intelligence-gathering institutions need to be changed. First, Mr. Lehman.
Well, I think that the biggest problem is we have a structure and an accumulation of institutions and their regulations that really grew out of the Cold War and grew through a series of serious scandals that resulted in an encrustation of restrictions, regulations, prohibitions, and it's time really to clear away a lot of these dysfunctional organizational issues that get in the way of good people doing a good job in gathering, analyzing, and distributing intelligence.
Richard Benveniste, what's the solution?
Well, I agree largely with what John has said. I think there's another aspect to it, and that is the box on the report card that says works and plays well with others. There's just been too much hoarding of information of the testosterone-based, what's mine is mine, and I'll let you know if I think you need to know about it. I think the FBI has gotten the message. We've been in dialogue with its director, Bob Mueller, for several months now, and just last week, Mr. Mueller came up with a proposal, which I think shows he's on the right track. It may be that we will need to recommend institutionalizing some of the changes and bifurcating the FBI to allow for FBI analytical and intelligence collection functions to be rewarded within the FBI on an equal par with the normal law enforcement functions of the FBI. Pre 9/11, there was a lot of talk about whether you could shake the trees to get the information brought forward that others had collected, which was a stunning amount of information that, if utilized effectively, might well have interrupted the plotters. But if you were standing in a petrified forest, shaking the trees may not be the best thing to do. So we've got to look at this in a much more systematic way to get the message. And that's got to be a message delivered from the very top of the government.
Now, when you talk about dividing the FBI into a crime-fighting FBI and an intelligence-gathering FBI, that it's sort of like a domestic spy agency, like the British MI5, do you think that the United States is willing, prepared to see the FBI take that kind of thing on? Older people certainly have very bad memories of that kind of thing happening when J. Edgar Hoover was in charge of the FBI.
That's the very issue we're talking about. It's more threatening to civil liberties and to privacy to have those who are gathering information on people also have police powers of arrest.
It's John Lehman talking.
Yeah, and so the ideal would be is to have a true information gathering and analytical group that is under clear safeguards of privacy and civil liberties that are ensured by oversight from the Justice Department, but are not part of a law enforcement system. So I think you can have the best of both worlds, because you do not want to detach the intelligence gatherers from the web of the law enforcement community at the state and local level around the country.
Let me ask you about one of the personalities in this case. I know the reports of the 9/11 Commission that I've read so far have been highly critical of the FBI, and also quite critical of the CIA and how the intelligence gathering and sharing process worked. With George Tenet out of the picture, does that change anything? Does he sort of become the fall guy for this whole failure?
Well, that would be a shame if he did, because this is a failure of a system that has been building for decades. It's not the result of one person or a number of persons. When our report comes out, people can read the facts and draw their own conclusions about individuals. But the recommendations we have will not be targeted at individuals. It will be how to change the culture and the organization of the community to allow good people to be recruited and kept and allowed to perform.
I think we need to look beyond the individuals who have the job, as John Layman has said, and look to the institution, because however good a particular individual may be, we also need to make these changes that effectively allow the institutions to function while at the same time giving great weight to the need to protect our civil liberties in this country. Because if we simply collapse those in order to give greater police powers, then the terrorists will have won a great battle without striking another blow.
Before we leave you, let me just ask you, John Layman, if you you worked for Ronald Reagan as Secretary of the Navy. We've been hearing from people who are remembering him all day. I wonder if you would like to add anything to that.
Yes, I think that he is a very unusual president in that he provided a very clear, straightforward view of what he thought the nation's mission and strategy should be, and he was very tough in ensuring that that direction was followed, but yet he did not micromanage the people that he hired to do things. And he was a terribly nice person. I remember when I brought Admiral Richtover in to his involuntary retirement to see the president at age 82, and Admiral Richtover was very irascible and very unhappy about leaving the job and created quite a fuss. And the president just opened up to the admiral and such a warm way, and really kind of took him aside and had everybody else leave the room. And he just was such a warm human being. He was a very, very nice person, which is very rare to find in such a tough leader.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for talking to us. Richard Benveniste was chief of the Watergate Task Force in the Watergate Special Prosecutor's Office. John Layman served as Secretary of the Navy under Ronald Reagan, and both men are now serving on the 9/11 Commission, which issues its report next month. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.